USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says there's a very distinct possibility that Russia will attack Ukraine any time now. He said as much on the Sunday morning talk circuit in Washington. Sullivan told ABC's This Week that Russian President Vladimir Putin will order an attack on Ukraine, warning it could take a number of different forms. He asked that the U.S. is ready to respond in a number of different forms as well, including diplomacy. But
if they choose to go down the path of escalation instead, it will come at enormous human cost to Ukrainians, but it will also, we believe, over time, come at real strategic cost to Vladimir Putin.
Meanwhile, Sullivan says the administration is working to rally allies and provide support to the Ukrainians. Reports say about 70% of Russia's military power could be in place soon for Putin to act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
South Korea has reported its 1 millionth COVID-19 case. It did so as the country set another record for daily case counts. More than 38,000 cases were logged Sunday as the country grapples with a wave driven by the Omicron variant. The high daily case counts have come sooner than public health officials had expected. Meanwhile, another vaccine against COVID has been announced.
A South African company says it's developed a COVID-19 vaccine based on publicly released data on Moderna's vaccine. Afrigen Biologics says it could start human trials by the end of the year. The creation of the vaccine without the original developer's assistance and approval is thought to be a first.
That was USA Radio's Chris Barnes. Jackass Forever topped the weekend box office. The fourth movie in the series earned $23.5 million in ticket sales in its first weekend, rounding out the top five, Moonfall, Spider-Man No Way Home, Scream, and Sing 2. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hundreds of peaceful protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis Saturday, days after Amir Locke was fatally shot by a Minneapolis police SWAT team while executing a no-knock warrant on behalf of the St. Paul Police Department. Among the protesters was Karen Wells, Locke's mother.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Locke, a black man, was fatally shot 3 times after he was spotted with a weapon as he was waking up, but his finger was not on the trigger as seen through body cam footage. Many of the protesters called for several resignations, including one from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Interim Police Chief Amelia Huffman. The incident comes as the city is still dealing with the fallout over the police murder of George Floyd. A federal trial for 3 officers involved in Floyd's death began about 2 weeks ago. Popular podcaster Joe Rogan apologized on his Instagram page after a compilation of him using racial slurs over a 12-year span dropped. Grammy Award-winning music artist India Arie posted the compilation as she announced that she was removing her music from Spotify. She is among several artists who have had their music pulled from the platform over the Joe Rogan experience. Neil Young was the first to remove his music from Spotify. For their part, Spotify said it will soon add a warning label for all podcasts that discuss COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.